Well, good evening again, everyone. Evening or afternoon, however you want to call it. Today, I'd like to say some different words in my kind of been reflecting so much on the scriptures in general, and that is because this is the last weekend that I am celebrating with you all as your parochial vicar, as you probably all know. There's a little reception tomorrow at 10 o'clock, that if you're interested in, you have time for that, we'd definitely love to see you there. I'd like to reflect for a few moments on my vocation and the gift it has been being part of Nativity Cathedral. I certainly want to thank Bishop Morin, Roger Morin, for assigning me July 1st, 2015 to this parish. I started June 22nd, and I've actually been here about 1.8 years. So I've been here some time. I certainly want to thank Father Dennis Carver, the rector, for his guidance and his leadership. You know, I can credit a whole lot of what I've learned in my first experiences as a priest to what he has told me and shown. And it's been, as I look back on it, you know, it doesn't seem like long. You say 2015, it seems like yesterday, right? But it really has been a while. And it was a very heavily formative time. You have all seen me grow considerably since when I started here, for sure. As my first parochial vicarate, as my first experience of being of actually being on the ground as a priest, it was a lot, and I did learn a lot, and I certainly experienced a lot. I celebrated, I have no idea how many Masses I celebrated. In this week, since Monday, my day off, I actually celebrated 10, though. So I've celebrated who knows how many Masses, certainly some weddings, very, very joyful occasions. We got to see some of the young people and the various people of our cathedral make that commitment. Many funerals. As you know, over this past time, we have experienced a lot of loss in our parish. Certainly, we pray for Gary Michels, and we think of, Helen and Sonny Ross, and we think of, have we really lost quite a few people? And that does happen in the life of a parish, and it's sad. It is the reality. We pray for the repose of their souls, and we're certainly grateful for what they have left us and their commitment and love and their ministry. I taught RCIA, 2 years of that. I taught my last class here Tuesday. Taught CCD every Wednesday this semester. And I subbed at times last year, so I helped with CCD. That was a very joyful experience, 6th through 8th grade, so it was very challenging. But it was still a joyful experience, something that I'm grateful for. Prayer services, this, that, and the other. You know, a lot of things happen in the life of a priest. I cannot even count many things. And what actually comes to mind as I reflect is the variety of what happened. I simply did not know how many things a priest can end up doing or being involved with. And that was a powerful experience for sure. Like to take a quick break from talking about myself, though, to say something about you, the people of the parish. Like I said, I express my thanks, and I want to remind you today, of course we have many visitors as well, you know, but you're included in this, that the people of the parish are what makes it what she is. Parishes are often personified. It's a woman, especially Nativity Cathedral, we're thinking of Our Lady, and who you are as the parish. And as you know, we will soon have Bishop Lewis Kinnaman III's leadership. We'll have him as our leader. But you all have a leadership role. In a very real sense, you know, you are the parish and this is your parish. And y'all have a major role in making it what it is. At this parish, we see so many volunteer roles. We see so many people expressing their love in different ways and in contributing not just, you know, your money, but also your effort and your talent. And I certainly express my gratitude for that. I ask us to continue that, and I also ask you to, and invite you to think about how are we exercising spiritual leadership. It is easy to get so caught up in doing, that we're not necessarily growing spiritually. And Christ calls us to grow in our hearts, to strengthen our relationship with Him, and from that, to flow out into more active ministries. Like He says in the gospel, Christ does not call us to the virtue of this world. He doesn't call us to mere activism, right? He calls us to a charity, to a relationship with God that expresses itself ultimately in works for our neighbor. And so I just invite you to consider that. And I do ask for your prayers, continue prayers for me as I take on my second and probably last parochial vicariate at St. Thomas the Apostle. This will probably be my last time to be in that role before being a pastor someday, God willing. And I ask that God will help me to learn what I can there. And may God prosper all our diocese. May, under our new bishop, Kinnaman, may we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ and to be the people that He calls us to be and have that mark in our society and in our world.